meals up front. We're just going to bring some salads and pastas from Rosati's.
Is that okay? Sure, ladies, that'd be fine.
Hey, Bob, you might want to just go ahead and cater it.
Rosati's Pizza, more than just pizza, with catering available for big groups or small. See the full menu at myrosatis.com.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Vladimir Putin agrees with President Trump. It was a successful summit. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Russia's leader says they're on the path to a positive change in U.S.-Russia relations. However,
we will see how things develop further because certain forces in America try to minimize the results of the meeting in Helsinki.
Now, President Trump's been ranting against the fake media on Twitter for reckless coverage of Russia the morning after saying he did confront Putin at the summit. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump, in an interview with CBS News, said that he agrees with the U.S. intelligence community that Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election and that he would indeed hold Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for the interference.
Certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
The president also tweeting this morning, the fake news media wants so badly to see a major confrontation with Russia, even a confrontation that could lead to war. He continued, they are pushing so recklessly hard and hate the fact that I'll probably have a good relationship with Putin. Dave?
John, Democrats do not believe the clarification the president made to what he said at the summit, believing Putin's denials.
This notion that he somehow slipped on a word and we took a whole press conference wrong, it was much more than that.
Senator Dick Durbin and other Democrats keep calling for congressional hearings into the summit. The Republican head of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, says the FBI and Justice Department want Democrats to win back control of Congress.
The people at the leadership, they are banking on a loss by the Republicans in the fall.
Nunes says they hope that shuts down current Republican investigations. An explosion this morning at the Letterkenny Army Depot in Pennsylvania. Three people were injured. How badly, we don't know. The Army has just said it's not anything suspicious related to terror. This the day after 22 soldiers were injured when a tent collapsed at Fort Hunter Liggett in California. Four had to be hospitalized. The cause? Wind generated by an Army helicopter. Fox News. Fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
President Trump raised eyebrows yesterday when he answered no to a question if Russians are still targeting the U.S. Now, FBI Director Christopher Wray says Russians are still active, but we haven't seen efforts this year to target specific election infrastructure. He was at the Aspen Security Forum.
FBI Director Christopher Wray rejected Russian President Vladimir Putin's offer to allow American investigators to observe interrogations of indicted Russians in exchange for similar access. He said Russia continues to engage in influencing campaigns
through a variety of means, some overt, some covert, some through fake news, some through propaganda, will essentially sow divisiveness, spin people up on both sides of the issue.
He was asked if the special counsel investigation is a witch hunt.
I do not believe special counsel Mueller is on a witch hunt. I think it's a professional investigation conducted by a man that I've known to be a straight shooter.
Wray called China the broadest threat and said they're positioning themselves to be the world's sole economic superpower. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The manhunt continues on Hawaii's Big Island for the suspect who murdered a police officer at a traffic stop Tuesday night. A guard was killed at a prison in Stillwater, Minnesota, by a convicted killer inmate. Department of Corrections Commissioner Tom Roy says they have assaults there like at all prisons, but
this loss of Officer Gom is at a level that we have not seen before.
A recall from Ford covering about a half million vehicles.
This is the 2013 to 2016 Ford Fusion, also the 2013 to 2014 Ford Escape SUV. Even when you think your car may be in park, Ford is warning that something could happen, trigger it to essentially roll. They are going to be replacing the parts, and in the meantime, they say to make sure you put your parking brake on just to be safe.
That's Fox Business Network's Tracy Carrasco. On Wall Street, stock futures are down before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. If you use I-74, watch out for this. IDOT is closing the eastbound I-74 exit ramp at Cunningham Avenue. That's tonight. Work begins tonight at 9 and should be finished tomorrow morning. Crews will be skid-proofing the road. Traffic to be aware of this weekend. On Sunday, Philo Road between Windsor Road and Curtis Road will be closed from 5 until 8 p.m. for the Mile at the Pines races. The intersection of Curtis Road and Philo Road also will be closed through traffic during this time. A Mahomet man has been arraigned in an accident that caused a friend's death. 27-year-old Chad Smith is accused in a crash Saturday that took the life of 32-year-old Michael Donahue. An 18-year-old from Ohio was accused of possessing a car stolen in Urbana. Trayton Wilson was arrested in Longview as he approached the car, which had been reported stolen from the Bradley Learning Center. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast, National Weather Service, and apparently, as nice as it is this minute, looks like some rain moving.
Isolated shower and thunderstorm chance into the evening tonight with a low 69, up to 82 again tomorrow with a chance of rain is at 70%. Again, it all just kind of matters at the time. I mean, we've got this outside at Research Park tomorrow night after 6:30. Hopefully, no rain then, but later could happen. And into Saturday morning, they're expecting some showers. High 76, low 66. 78 the high on Sunday with a slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right now, we're at 64. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, there is some red stuff north of Kansas City. Moving toward Quincy. I can see that hitting us tonight.
Okay.
Whatever. Whatever. What about the Cubs? That's the real issue.
Oh, boy.
Cubs, Cardinals, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely rain.
And first of five in this series, since there's two games now on Saturday.
No, it's the second half looks like, you know, it's a kind of a what are you going to do for me now, Cardinals. If the Cardinals want to, you know, be considered somebody that's contending for at least a wild card, they're going to have to get off to a decent start. Five games in Wrigley Field over the next 4 days because they had to make one up on Saturday. They're making one up doing 2, noon, and 6. And then they go to Cincinnati, who now seems to think they're pretty good, and they're much better than they were. So that's not as easy as it used to be. And then you come home and play the Cubs. Huh?
Right.
So we're going to know a lot about St. Louis. Week from Sunday night, you'll know a whole bunch about St. Louis. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, man. Hang in there. A little fun to get blown out of the division.
And a lot of times they do pull it out in a series against the Cubs.
Cubs are better. That's all there is to it. Maybe the Cardinals can do it. Maybe the new manager, a new culture. I don't know. Okay. By the way, thank you, Spring Green, for having me there and going back to do what I messed up. I worked out there, Spring Green, hardworking man yesterday. You can go to Facebook, find it, Stevie J. That's my personal one. And then you got your ESPNCU.com.
Uh-huh.
You can take a look at them. And I think there's over 1,000 views on these silly things.
Sweet.
No idea why. And a lot of live people yesterday.
Okay, good.
I think they just got a kick out of me dragging a hose 250 feet. You had to unwind 250-foot of hose. It's crazy.
Wow.
And it's tired.
That takes some muscles.
Yeah, not really.
Well, you've been more fit these days, you know, and sugar busting and all that. I'm sure you had no problem with it.
Not that fit. I mean, seriously, I was trying to pump the Roundup, and my forearm got sore in like 3 minutes. It's just pathetic. All right, 809, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com is where you want to go if you need a new vehicle. They are an award-winning dealership. They do it right. I mean, they have to achieve a whole lot of things, including high sales, but they have to keep all their customers happy in service.
because customers can go in and rate them, and you have to have all these incredible benchmarks you have to hit, and they did it. Their Honda President's Award-winning dealership. So if you want to see what that looks like, stop by right at Neil at Burwash in Savoy. DriveChampagne.com. Test drive something Honda. They've got five or six different makes and models and hundreds of vehicles on the lot. And July is a great month to get into a new car or truck or van. You've got them. Also, the BMW side, fantastic. The Beamer showroom, eat off the floor. DriveChampagne.com. DriveChampagne.com. Visit Honda, BMW, and enjoy your shopping experience. All right, ESPN 93.5. It is 10 after. We talked to Tracy last week. Definitely liked her. Tracy Tim is back with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing really well. Thank you.
She's a career coach. She's a human capital advisor. She's a speaker. She's author of 7 Fast Start Strategies for Starting Something New. I looked you up. Very impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You started on Wall Street and were on track to make $1 billion, and I believe your quote was, it sucked everything out of your soul.
That is exactly what I tell people, yes.
So now you work with people and companies, and you talk about culture, and when there's toxic culture, it could obviously start with the leader, but man, you get somebody you got to tiptoe around every day that just messes the team up, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it does not take long for one person, you know, one bad apple to poison the bunch.
So what do you do?
So if you're that person, recognize that you have a negative impact on somebody. But if you're the person having to interact with them every day, it's one thing if your entire culture is toxic, right? Like my time spent on Wall Street was pretty, I would say, overtly negative on the whole. And that's just sort of a part of that ethos of that business. That's one thing. But if you're dealing with one really negative person all day long, really making solid attempts to neutralize them is kind of the only way you can go. If you can figure out a way to spend more time with positive people and to encourage those people to have a greater voice, that will hopefully block out some of the negativity from the other. But quite honestly, trying to change somebody who just happens to be a negative person is, A, not a job that you want to do, because I'll tell you right now, as a psychologist and a human behavior specialist, it is nearly impossible to change people. But you have to find ways to either work around them or surround yourself with more positive people.
You said psychologist and human behavior. What? You're not that. You're not that, are you?
No, my background is in behavioral psychology. That's what my degree is in. And that's what I've been working with companies on, is really helping them identify what types of people have the natural behaviors and tendencies that actually will make them amazing fits in our culture, but will also allow them to succeed naturally doing the jobs that they do every day. So when you think about toxic cultures, often I think that toxicity and negativity, if it's coming from one person, is because that person is suffering in a job that they really don't want to be in. So it's up to companies and leadership to identify that and to relieve that person by letting them go,
yeah,
in order to make sure that they don't, you know, run over, spill over into the rest of their people.
This is the second time we visited with Tracy Tim, T-I-M-M. Give you contact information in a moment. I'm learning about more things each time. So you'd be the kind of person at like a patio where you'd have like the harmonica, the guitar, you'd play your own drums and sing. You're that kind of person.
I know sometimes when I hear a little bit of my intro, I'm like, God, I'm a busy person. But I love it. Really, all those titles or all of those things are just ways to get the same message across. And I think the most important message here is that the most successful people in the world love what they do. Mm-hmm. People who love what they do, mm-hmm, make more money, and they make it faster than everybody else. And when we're talking about culture, if you're in a negative place and you actually have first of all, identified the negativity there, which is challenging because I always say that toxic cultures feel a lot like having been in a Starbucks or a nail salon for a little too long. You almost go, you know, blind to it a little bit. So if you've actually been able to identify that fact, then you really need to think hard about whether or not this is a fight you want to fight or if you want to go find someplace else to be where you can thrive.
Yeah. When you, and last couple of questions, when you woke up, you're in New York City, it got really bad, you couldn't stand it, you woke up, you knew where you were, how did that feel?
You know, I tell people that life is a series of realizations, and it took me probably 2 years to really wake up and have that final realization. And each of those mini realizations is, wow, this is really a negative place. And then, wow, I really don't like it. And then, wow, it's actually okay to not like it. But when you finally wake up to the fact that you have agency, you have control over your own life, and you are the only reason that you're staying there, right? No one else is holding a gun to your head, if you will, right? Hopefully that's not happening at anybody's job. But, right, you have the power to make change in your life. In fact, you are the only one that has it. So if you're in a negative place, if you're in a place that doesn't serve you, if you're in a place that doesn't allow you to serve others in the way that you want to, and you want to live a life that you don't regret, right, you have to make the hard choices to do something for yourself and to make a move if that's what you need to do.
And when you woke up this morning, besides saying, oh boy, I get to talk to Stevie J, how did you feel about your day?
Woo-hoo! Yeah, today has been super fun. I'll tell you that it's almost surreal in a sense because this is a drum I've been beating for quite some time, and I really believe in it. I really believe that we're all created for something, and we all have a purpose, but there's so many people, and especially young professionals, who are wasting away in jobs that they feel like they're supposed to be doing or work that they feel like they're expected to do every single day based on their own limiting beliefs, based on expectations from their parents, based on what their friends are doing, based on Instagram stories, right? And it's painful to watch because you see all of this potential being wasted in these negative environments. So I just really encourage people, if they're hearing this, to wake up and realize that you are meant for more, you deserve more, but it's going to come down to you making the decision to actually go get more in your career.
Tracy, Tim, how do they find you?
Yes, I am online. TracyTim.com is the easiest place to find me, and they can connect with me there or obviously on social media. I am at The Tracy Tim, because somebody stole that Twitter handle before I could get it.
That's ridiculous. Come on.
I know. It's terrible. At least it's not just at the, just my first name. At least I assume that other people would have my name. But, yes, it's so easy for me to be contacted online. I am the best email answerer of all time. And I really just enjoy hearing people's stories. That's exactly why I do what I do. So
good for you.
Thank you so much.
Well, enjoy chatting. You got great energy. You're really successful. You look like you're 25. Good work. Way to go. I appreciate your insight. It's really fun chatting with you. You've got great energy and a great message. Good going.
Thank you. Thanks, Stevie J. Have a great one.
Tracy Tim. The Tracy. Is it TracyTim.com? Is that what you said?
Yep. TracyTim.com.
TracyTim.com. T-R-A-C-Y-T-I-M-M.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Quick sports
Major League Baseball is back. Wrigley is having the Cubs host the Cardinals, and that starts at 6. You can hear the action here on ESPN 93.5 for you Cardinal fans over on US 105.9 across the hallway here at Stevie J Broadcasting for you Cubs fans. Speaking of that, Pia's on Friday the 27th. I'll be signing folks up to win 4 right field box seats, Cubs versus Cardinals at Busch on Sunday the 29th. So take note to join me at Pia's on Springfield on Friday night, July 27th. The Dodgers have acquired all-star shortstop from the Baltimore Orioles, Manny Machado, with Corey Sager of the Dodgers having that elbow injury. We also have a record low on watching the 89th annual All-Star Game. And and John Beilein, and his 11 seasons at Michigan has now been extended by 5 years.
Yep.
Jabari Parker signing with the Bulls is also big news, as is the British Open.
Yep, Kevin Kisner, 5-under, leads in the clubhouse after his 18 holes, 66, 5-under. Eric Van Rooyen, 4-under, in second place. And I see no one I recognize really. For a while, Tiger plays at 10 this morning.
Okay.
All right, ESPN 93.5, here's your forecast.
We've got a shot at some showers later today, but nice now. High 81 expected, 69 our low tonight. There's a 80% chance of rain on tomorrow's forecast. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high 82, low 66, high 75 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday, with a shot at some showers along the way. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 68 now on ESPN. 93.5.
John Decker coming up live from the White House. Lots to talk about in the next 15 minutes. ESPN 93.5 on this Thursday morning. I'm Stevie J at 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, the number of people filing for unemployment benefits has slipped again. New claims declined by 8,000 last week to 207,000, the lowest number of new unemployment claims since December of 1969. Market Watch says the economy accelerated in the spring, and many companies needed to fill a record number of job openings, so businesses are reluctant to let go of any staff. And there's an encouraging reading on manufacturing. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve's reading rose to 25.7 in July. That indicates manufacturing business is continuing to grow. Philip Morris is reporting a strong quarter. Sales increased and earnings were better than expected, though Philip Morris is lowering its forecast for the year. The Dow was up 79 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped a fraction. The S&P added 6. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Get it now. Get your artwork before it's gone at the Larry Camphor Gallery's 30% off the wall sale. This Thursday through Sunday, all artwork in the gallery is at least 30% off. Get the artwork you want before it's gone. This week only at the Larry Camphor Gallery.
Well, good to see Elise. It's Frost, isn't it? Elise Frost from 13 Thursdays, is that right?
Yep.
You guys got this 13 Thursdays, which is what? Tell people who don't know.
Yeah, so 13 Thursdays, it's a great time. Every Thursday, you have deals from over 20 campus town businesses, and you can take part in those deals every Thursday. And it's just an opportunity for students who might be here still for during the summer, or for townies who don't get a chance to go over there. Mm-hmm. It's really busy in mm-hmm. campus town during the semester. So it's nice to have the summer. It's quiet enough. You can take advantage of these businesses. You can start to explore what's out there. And there is a lot out there.
Yeah, there's a lot people can do, and they can get everything they need to know at what website?
ChampaignCenter.com. That's yep. www.ChampaignCenter.com.
It's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have two new businesses that joined for 13 Thursdays. It's Teamoji and Midsummer Lounge, and they're just fabulous. You can actually go and get some great deals there, too. Teamoji has a buy one, get one free drink. And the Midsummer Lounge is you can get any noodle dish, and then you can get a free appetizer with that.
Lisa's telling me she's from Orlando. We have our own little Epcot here. I mean, really. I mean, we have so many different cultures.
Yeah, there the diversity are. Is awesome.
Really
yeah.
is.
Yeah, I mean, it's really surprising. You wouldn't imagine that there's so many different kinds of places to eat.
I'm just trying to think, what
eat.
Kind of food would I want that I could get here? I really, there's Thai food, Indian food,
there's all
Chinese
sorts of food,
food
yeah.
Vietnamese food. I mean, yeah. there's food.
Yeah.
It's awesome. All right, good.
Yeah. All right. And Campus Town has a lot of those places, too. So if you haven't got a chance to go over, I would recommend
it. Come on. All right, Elise, one more time, the website?
www.champagnecenter.com.
Very good.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
I appreciate your time. Elise Frost, Champaign Center Partnership. ESPN 93.5, the mayor of Champaign is Deb Frankfein. And thank you for participating in a mock interview for Miss Illinois. We really appreciated your time, Mayor.
Oh, my gosh. I learned so much. the whole process is amazing to me. And that someone so young can be so poised and, you know, ready to go is really impressive. You've done a great job as a dad.
Well, no, you know, we're very thankful and blessed to be parents. We're excited about this. It's pretty cool. We've never been to Atlantic City, so we're going to be broadcasting all week live from Atlantic City. We're excited for that. But I'm telling you, it's not very often that you have somebody from your town get to go to Miss America. Erica Harold, I think, was the last one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, I was thinking when we were doing that, how many towns have more than one?
Right.
No,
I mean,
right,
of all the
right.
cities in the state of Illinois, the fact that we have one, and now we have two, that's amazing.
And I wonder if Champaign has ever had one. I mean, Urbana with
right,
Erica.
That's true.
This is Champaign. Right. So it's just an honor to even be in the same column near Erica Harold. And, of course, she ended up winning Miss America 2003. But it's a cool honor. Grace understands all that and is excited, and she's just wanting to represent her state best she can out in Atlantic City. All right, so for you.
Well, and I have to say I was impressed at how it's more than what I think the public thinks it is. And I'm sure you all have spent time talking about that. But it really is an interview process, and it's about intelligence and poise and a whole lot more than what we see on TV that last night.
There's no question about it. In the Miss America system, 50% now, because they've ratcheted that up, 50% will be talent. And you just have to be well-spoken on a whole lot of issues. Mm-hmm. And it's an interview, essentially, to represent the organization, which is the largest giver of scholarships for women in the world. So there's a lot of good things going on. Okay, for Mayor Deb Frankfein in the city of Champaign, what's number one concern for you right now with the city?
Oh, I think that, we continue to see some budget issues relating to online shopping. We always talk about violence as well, so I don't want to minimize that, but I also don't want to talk about the same thing every month I talk to you. So, you know, let's talk about people need to buy local. There are some apps now available that allow you to get things delivered, but delivered from local stores. So you can use an app like Shipt, and you'll have a personal shopper that is, you know, from this community who goes out and shops at Target or Walmart or your favorite grocery store. And within a couple hours, you can have your stuff delivered to your door from a local store with local sales tax dollars. So I want to start encouraging people to really think through, you know, every time you click on Amazon, right now we're not getting anything for that. And we still have to support our, you know, local services.
As mayor, a very powerful position, can't you ban Amazon from Champaign?
I'm not sure I'd want to.
Good luck with that.
You know, and there have been some recent Supreme Court cases that I think are going to start changing how the sales tax works with respect to online shopping and delivery, but right, it's going to take a little bit for that to happen.
Well, obviously, I'm in a position where I sure appreciate people supporting local business, but we want to support local business. I love all business, but no question, mom and pop, I'm all about it. I know how hard it is. It's just good to help your town, too, with the sales tax and what have you, and just to be local. But I'm telling you, Deb, we're just going to – I always refer to the movie Wall-E because in that it was a classic – line when the guy's living his life out of a recliner said we've lost a little bone mass over the years. It's because we don't do anything.
Exactly.
I got to call Shift. It's going to come to my door. The store's 2 miles away. Well, go get it.
Yeah.
Well, I would. So in the defense of people like me who use it, when you're a busy mom with two jobs and your kid, you know, says to you, you know, at 5 o'clock at night, well, I really need, you know, that box of crayons class, you know, tomorrow afternoon. And you're thinking, how am I going to get where I need to go to get those things? I see how it happens.
Well, no. Your issue, Mayor, isn't not moving around enough. You're time starved. That's your right. That's kind of your life. When you came in to help us, you knew you had this window, and then that's it.
Yep.
That's how it works.
That's true.
Yeah. So I also want to speak to that busy point. I know we have a big concert at Research Park on Friday night. The Champaign County Fair is starting up this week. We have our Mile at the Pines event over in Urbana. I'd love to see you at that Sunday evening at 6. This is a busy time of year for you, huh, Deb?
It is. And don't forget Friday Night Live in downtown Champaign, which is, you know, one of everybody's favorite events, I think. But yeah, there's a lot going on and it's hard to be everywhere at once. I tend to, with things like that, try to pick one or two so that I can actually spend some time. I don't think it does me or the people that I'm trying to interact with any good if I'm, you know, looking over my shoulder waiting to jump in the car to go to the next one.
Yeah, right.
You know, you can only do a couple.
Yeah, you're like immersing to kind of feel it. And I was down, believe it or not, downtown on a Friday night a week or two ago. Could not believe the change because it had been a while since I've been out.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is unreal. The energy down there is really cool.
It is. We are really fortunate. Some of it's a little bit of it is luck, but a lot of it is great planning. And our planning department, you know, council has supported them over the course of about 20 years, but they had a vision for what it was going to be, and they've really knocked it out of the ballpark. It's fabulous down here.
Mayor, we appreciate always chatting. Thank you again for your help with Grace, and we'll be chatting soon, but thank you, as always, and for what you're doing for the city.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Mayor Deb Frank-Finan, the mayor of Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of those down-to-earth, sure, what do you want to talk about, just really public servant. She just likes what she does, and it's a lot of time, and she's a lawyer, and she does the city thing kind of as a second job. And then again, when she came out here, it was like, you know, I don't have to be somewhere for like an hour and a half.
Right.
That's just kind of how the schedule is. I don't know. It's just busy and a lot of meetings and all that, which is great. We appreciate Mayor Deb Frank-Finan.
City of Champaign website in case you'd like to communicate with her.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
In
his first public comments about it since meeting with President Trump Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin calls the summit a success and says we're on the path to positive change. President Trump says he confronted Putin privately about Russian election interference and was
very strong on the fact that we can't have meddling, we can't have any of that.
The president on CBS. Two beaches off New York's Fire Island are closed by possible shark attacks. 12-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy were bitten in the leg about 5 miles apart. They're okay.
Lola Polina was in waist-deep water when it happened.
I kind of thought it was a dream. I didn't really think it was actually happening. It was like 3 to 4 feet, so it was pretty big.
Medical workers say it's likely the fish were sharks. They'll know for sure about the boy's attacker when they examine the tooth they removed from his leg.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. The last known shark attack in New York was 70 years ago. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I kind of got it on, but I wanted to get it on again. Here, the text says, get real, Mayor.
Right, about the 10% sales tax, and now you want to push local. Come on, Deb.
Well, I mean, you're going to get taxed on the Internet, and where do you go where it's not 10%? I mean, it's just gone. I mean, it might be 9 point something. Listen, I think that's too high, too. It is. But it's just everybody's just lopping it on. You go buy $100 something, it's $110.
Mm-hmm.
That stinks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to the Internet and it's $100, well, I think they're going to have to add that as we go now because what the Supreme Court ruled, they can charge tax. That's going to change the dynamic there and certainly the cost. Now, I wish taxes are lower. The old days of, what, 5 or 6%. 10 is too much, but I think a lot of cities are kind of doing all that.
Thanks for chiming in at 359-2255.
John Decker coming up.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Traffic to be aware of this weekend. On Sunday, Philo Road between Windsor Road and Curtis Road will be closed from 5 p.m. through 8 p.m. for the Mile at the Pines races. The intersection of Curtis Road and Philo Road also will be closed to through traffic during that time. A big recall from Ford to be aware of. Ford is recalling 550,000 Escape and Fusion vehicles over rollaway concerns. Fortune.com says Ford has not gotten any reports of accidents or injuries connected to the problem. The recall applies to the 2013 through 2016 Ford Fusion and 2013 to 2014 Ford Escape. Ford says it is because of a problem with a part tied to the vehicle's transmission where a bushing responsible for holding the car's shifter cable in place might detach, so the car might be in a different gear than what appears to the driver. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
July means summer clearance in Hoopston. Save thousands and get lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles in stock. At Ford of Hoopston, top-selling F-150 is thousands off sticker, as are Expedition, Explorer, Edge, and Escape. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Hoopston, up to $4,500 off 18 Cherokees. Pacifica is 0 for 60 or $3,250 in rebates or $5,000 in incentives on Jeep Grand Cherokee. Meet Get Out and Go RV with Little Guy Mini and Max Campers. They're arriving, but call first. They're going fast.
Near the intersection of Routes 1 and 9 or online at Ford of Hoopston, Hoopston Chrysler, and Get Out and Go RV.com.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in t-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high-quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery and is a local small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com to set up a meeting and receive a quote.
Lieutenant Rich Searles and Skip Frost remember Harley Rutledge.
He's the kind of guy that makes you a better person. He's the kind of guy that you remember. You know, some people can be kind of forgettable in life. He was not.
Very true. A razor-sharp wit. I remember everything about Harley. And razor-sharp wit, but very self-deprecating. You know, in the police community, it's not rare that we give each other quite a bit of grief.
It was an accident. It was like on a dock, and he fell, and heartbreaking.
I miss him. He was a wonderful human being, and I think about him often.
His wife, Mandy, and his two children, Hannah and Dylan, it was very much sent shock through the entire community. I'll never forget that, and, a better guy I never met.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran, and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
we like, call back 217-359-7293.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The 166th Annual Champaign County Fair gets started tomorrow with Preview Day at the Grandstand. Don't miss auto racing. It's the Lucas Oil War Wildcard Sprints and Midwest Street Stock Championship. The Champaign 40. Check out the vendors. Check out the food. Then be back on Saturday for Military Day. Come out to the fair to see their expanded Military Appreciation Day Parade. Floats feature the newly crowned Champaign County Fair Queen and Little Miss, the U.S. Army Marching Band, and many more. The parade starts at 2 p.m. From 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., don't miss the 26th Annual Classic and Custom Car and Truck Show presented by the Sundowners. And live music from the Crazy Johnny Band. At the Grandstand on Saturday at 6:30, it's the Demolition Derby. Be back on Sunday for Western Day with the Horse Show at 10 a.m., the Rodeo at 5:30, and an unlimited ride bracelet day from noon to 5. Learn more at ChampaignCountyFair.cc. It all gets started tomorrow. Thanks to Reynolds Towing, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, Parkland College, Illini FS, Champaign County 4-H, Zahn Farms, Craig's Concrete, Snyder Insurance, Comfort Suites in Urbana, and Carl. Get more at ChampaignCountyFair.cc.
And don't forget Jeremy Warner live from the Big Ten meetings Monday, Tuesday, brought to you by the Illini Quarterback Club, the official booster club for Fighting Illini football. You can join them on Fridays prior to each home game, pre-game luncheons, many other special events throughout the year. Family membership starts at just $60. Visit IlliniQBC.com and buy Value Check, cost plus food with 8-foot aisles and carpeted floors, your premier shopping experience for groceries. Check out their weekly specials and like them on Facebook.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, John Decker. How are you?
Hey there. How you doing, Stevie? How are things today with
you? Fine. There's just so much. I mean, I refer to it because it was stunning to me. Somebody on MSNBC said, we'll remember the Putin-Trump presser like we remember Pearl Harbor and 9/11.
Okay. Can you say the word hyperbole? I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't equate those other events in our nation's history with the joint press conference that we saw on Monday. I mean, look, that was a bad performance by the president. And the president, I don't know why it took him so long, but he walked back the comments that he made during that joint press conference. But I certainly wouldn't equate it with Pearl Harbor. I mean, come on.
No.
How many Americans died on Pearl Harbor? Yeah. I mean, come on. Let's be reasonable here.
All right. So, again, working with Russia, I agree, is better than not. And I think they can help us do a whole bunch, including North Korea and Syria and Iran and a whole bunch of other really sticky things that are difficult. And I don't think you want to embarrass the leader of Russia at the podium and push back to the point of embarrassment. And we don't know what he said behind closed doors either.
We don't know what he said behind closed doors, although Jeff Glor from CBS News asked him essentially that question last night. And the president said that he appeared to say that he was tougher and confronted President Putin in their private conversation about the meddling that they did in the 2016 election, but there was no one else in the room besides the interpreters. We take the president at his word in saying that he did just that. Look, the president tweeting quite a bit about his meeting with Vladimir Putin. Here we are on Thursday. The meeting took place on Monday. And it's still, obviously, Stevie, is in the news just based upon some of the clarifications that the White House and the president have given this week.
This isn't treasonous, right? I mean, you're a lawyer. You don't call something what he did if it was bad performance. It's not treason.
No, it's not. You know, look, the president says that he misspoke. And he's walked back his comments, and he was pretty definitive in terms of the interview he did with Jeff Glor. But, you know, to answer your question as a lawyer, no, it doesn't rise to the level of treason. Again, I think you have to be really careful when, you know, you use your words because, you know, words have meaning, and hyperbole, goes only so far. And that comment that you read out to me that someone on MSNBC said this morning is an example of that. I'm careful in terms of what I say. Because I realize that my words have meaning, and I have never accused any president of such things because those words are pretty serious. Accusing a U.S. president of treason is a pretty serious charge.
And how about John Brennan? Obviously very unhappy with the president. I get it. But, wow, I mean, some of the stuff he said, too, is head-shaking for me.
Well, again, you know, look, he served at a very high level in our country, served as the CIA director, and he represented our country well and served his country well as a patriot. But, you know, again, I have to take issue with what John Brennan said. That's that's just going too far. And, you know, he is a person who is respected based upon the position that he held at one point during the Obama administration. And he in particular ought to be careful about using, you know, the reputation that they have to throw around terms like that.
Yeah.
You know, throw around terms like treason.
Treason, yeah.
I think that's pretty serious.
Last question. Any sense as to the midterms based on stuff? It's July. Any sense what's going to happen?
Well, you know, we can talk about certain states. So I don't have a sense just yet, but certain states, if I was Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota, I would be very concerned. I do not think that she's in a good position right now to win re-election. And, you know, I certainly think that the president will make additional visits to North Dakota between now and November. So I put her in the category of perhaps losing her seat. At the same time, I think that Joe Manchin from West Virginia, which went overwhelmingly for President Trump, the state that had the largest margin of victory, I think he's in good shape for re-election, believe it or not.
John Decker has his finger on the pulse, as always. We love chatting. I really appreciate always being on, and I'll call you next week.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. You have a great day, a great weekend. We'll speak next week, Stevie.
Thanks a lot. John Decker live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House, ESPN 93.5. Quarter till...
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named a Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate. The Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit CentralILHondaDealers.com today. Car and Driver, January 2018.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Get it now. Get your artwork before it's gone at the Larry Camphor Gallery's 30% off the wall sale. This Thursday through Sunday, all artwork in the gallery is at least 30% off. Get the artwork you want before it's gone. This week only at the Larry Camphor Gallery.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Max Lucado said, two types of voices command your attention today. Negative ones fill your mind with doubt, bitterness, and fear. Positive ones purvey hope and strength. Which one will you choose to heed? The voice you heed is the voice you will also feed. We get more of what we focus on, and here's an example. We buy a car, and all of a sudden, we start seeing cars like ours everywhere. Did everyone just buy the same car, or were the cars always there and we just didn't notice them? We get what we focus on. Worry is irrelevant. It alters nothing. When was the last time we solved a problem by worrying about it? So, what will you focus on this week, the good things or the worst in every situation? One more time. Two types of voices command your attention today. Negative ones fill your mind with doubt, bitterness, and fear. Positive ones purvey hope and strength. Which one will you choose to heed? I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. See more at HabibHabib.com.
There are plenty of reasons that you might need a place to stay for a while. Remodeling your house? No one wants to live in that. In town for work? Ditch the corporate apartment. Eastland Suites specializes in extended stays. Our suites are more apartment than hotel. A kitchenette, separate bedroom, even multiple bedroom loft suites. And all the amenities you'd expect, like a swimming pool, workout room, and our lobby bar. And hot breakfast served fresh every morning. What apartment offers that? To learn more, or visit us at EastlandSuites.com.
All right, sports headlines. I understand.
Major League Baseball is back. Wrigley, having the Cubs and the Cardinals go at it in the 6 o'clock hour. Hear the action here on ESPN 93.5 if you're a Cardinal fan. Cubs fans are over on US 105.9. We have Illinois football fans curious about the loss of Barry Boyd, offensive lineman who is suspended indefinitely. Recruiting news will be talked about with Jeremy Werner as they look over the recruitment of Khalid Whitney and E.J. Little. How much do Blue Bloods scare you? I'm looking at their show plan right now.
It'll be good. Can't wait.
Jeremy he always Warner. Has good stuff when it comes to recruitment news, too. So, and we're looking forward to Big Ten Media Days that'll come our way early next week. Thanks to the folks at Clean Right, who more than just clean carpets in Central Illinois. Carpet, upholstery cleaning, offering a full range of damage restoration services, too. Celebrating 20 years, 100% satisfaction or your money back. 351-4930 or visit cleanright.net.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewwash in Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
At Scotty's Brew House, you'll enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, and ice-cold beer while watching your favorite sporting events. Join Scotty's Brew House for their all-day, everyday drink specials. Choose from $3 domestic or $4 craft beer pints, $5 margaritas, or try one of their new $5 crusher cocktails. Make Scotty's Brew House your game day destination and enjoy these great specials available all day, every day. Scotty's Brew House, located at 2001 South Neal Street, Champaign's craft beer sports bar.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All Canister Wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's Nursery is your local garden center, and we're fully stocked with perennials, trees, shrubs, and annuals all summer long. This week only, we're having a Fill the Green Cart sale. All the 4-inch annuals and flats you can fit into a green cart without stacking for $20. We've seen people get as many as 50 plants. There are restrictions, but I promise it's the best deal you'll ever see on annuals. If you're more into shade, Country Arbor's is also having a big sale on trees. Buy any tree this week, and we'll give you 20% off the tree and 10% off the planting. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery or go to countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is hosting its first ever epic clearance event starting Friday, August 3rd. If you love the stadium sale selection and prices, then you'll love this summer liquidation extravaganza. It'll be 3 full days of great deals, but you only find this amazing sale going on a game day on the corner of Neil and Kirby, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Be sure to follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for sale details and previews. Game Day Spirit. Go Illini!
Oh, ESPN 93. Okay, gonna have to kind of watch for some rain, particularly starting tonight.
It's true. Otherwise, partly cloudy conditions, high 81, nice today, down to 69 this evening. Then we have an 80% shot at showers Friday and Saturday, but temperatures up towards 80 for our high and mid-60s for our low. Scattered shower chance on Sunday, high 78 expected. 70 now with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5.
Our texter said, what?
Words are important. Do you not see the connection of the words our president said?
Such as fake news, witch hunt. I mean, when you're talking about treason, that's a capital offense. That means you die. You're executed. And they're calling the president's press conference treasonous? That's extreme. And the way they say impeach all the time, impeach, 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 for what? See, there's just a different level here of angst and animus, and I'm just not there at all. Does he do everything I love? No. But he's the president. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama was the president. I didn't care for a whole lot of his policies, but I didn't hate him. I've never hated a president. Why would you hate anything? It's not healthy to hate.
We love this country.
Yeah, and you don't. He's a New Yorker, brash, in your face, says nanny nanny boo boo to you, and makes you mad because you know he calls you out on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's and he's gone in there and messed everybody's hair up, and Republican and Democrat. The country is at that point of such frustration they elected Donald Trump. So now we got to wait and see what his legacy is going to be. And so far, there's a whole lot that's going on that's good. Outside of some of the comments, I wouldn't say, but tax cuts are great. I think Neil Gorsuch's great. I think this new Supreme Court guy, Kavanaugh, is going to be great.
Our economy is on an uptick.
It's booming. Never had lower unemployment for African Americans, Hispanics, ever. Unemployment's non-existent. If you want a job, you can get it. With more people quitting than in a very long time because they can get better jobs. So they're quitting, getting other jobs. That's happening a lot right now. So, yeah, but when you're ratcheting up the rhetoric to treason, that means you want him dead because that's what treason is. You execute anybody that's treasonous to the nation. And that's too much, I think. All right, we're back tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
Thank you, Diane. Diane Ducey, I am Stevie J. Thanks to Spring Green for having me out for the Hard Working Man series. That was fun yesterday. We're back tomorrow to get your weekend going. Thank you so much. Jeremy Warner Show next. And then Tane Karp this afternoon. Cubs and Cardinals, pick your station. Cardinals for ESPN 93.5 and the Cubs for US 105.9. Cubs and Cardinals, 6 o'clock, first pitch. ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J. Have a great Thursday.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Hi, it's Stevie J. I would like to invite you to the very first Stevie J travel meeting to showcase our upcoming year of travel. Join me, along with former Busey Pillar Club director, Mary Beth Karasik, as we share with you the exciting adventures we have planned. Whether it be our one-day trip to see fabulous theater, or a trip to Ireland with Larry Canfer, or maybe a cruise with my family to Asia, or a cruise and train trip with Mary Beth to Alaska piques your interest. Join us to see what 45-year travel veteran Bill Owen has designed specifically for you. We'll meet at the iHotel and Conference Center July 31st from 4 to 6. And at the meeting, I'll give you a coupon for 20% off at Houlihan's if you'd like to stay and have dinner that night. Stevie J Travel presents our upcoming travel plans. Join us at the iHotel and Conference Center Tuesday, July 31st from 4 to 6. We'll see you there.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart moving solutions, like moving boxes from as little as 69 cents, bubble wrap, moving blankets, packing tape, all in one place. Moving is stressful enough. Getting what you need in one trip shouldn't be. Make your first move to the Pack Store Save event going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 22nd, U.S. only.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Action is back this Friday night at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois. It's the 8th Annual Junior Kimmler Memorial. 3,000 to win late models plus a full show. Gates open at 4 p.m. General admission just $15. And kids are free at the Farmer City Raceway. Hot laps at 6:30. Racing starts at 7:30. Don't miss the Junior Kimmler Memorial. Friday night at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois.
a job you love or finding the right staff to fill your needs should not be hard work. Let Spirion Staffing do the heavy lifting for you. We find people jobs. We love what we do. Since 1981, Spirion has been connecting great talent with local businesses in administrative, light industrial, and professional roles. With offices in Champaign, Coles, and Macon County, Spirion is ready to partner with you to make either finding your next position or hiring your next employee an easy job. Call Spirion at 217-359-4488 for more information and put us to work for you today.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named a Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate. The Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live.